A hiss escapes her lips as I yank her head up by her tousled, snowy locks. The look in those blood-red eyes is unmistakable. She fucking hates me. And it's to be expected. I am, by all means, a monster. And of course, as a Sparta, even a mute one. She's been brought up not to take this sort of treatment lying down. Oh, I did my research for this one. Could I call myself a man of science if I hadn't? I tailed this girl and her family for years, reading every shred of information on the Spartas I could find, until a fight between her and her mother presented the opportune moment to make my move. I will admit, the following events deviated from my plan somewhat, but the end result led us here, right back on track. I spent the last few hours taxing her pain tolerance, until she was in a delirious state of hatred, rage, agony, and exhaustion. And now she's giving me that look. Her tiny fangs clenched together, only letting out as much sound as she would allow herself, thinking it wouldn't reach my ears. But I hear every little growl and whisper that passes through. I've dreamt about this look for years. No doubt thoughts of if-onlys are swirling through her frazzled consciousness. If only she listened to her mother. If only she hadn't run away. If only she hadn't trusted a sweetly smiling stranger. If only she hadn't stepped through that portal. If only she'd seen the look in his eyes as he led her away. If only she had screamed. If only she could scream now. But I know she won't scream. She's not a monster like me. At least, not yet. Besides, I haven't given this subject the proper tools to scream yet. At this point, I kneel down, bringing myself to her level, a privilege I won't be granting her too often in the future. Her hands are bound behind her, arms stretched towards the winch attached to the back wall, manipulating her limbs to their limit. No doubt painful, I'm sure. The residual marks from the whipping I gave her look so beautiful across her pale and otherwise pristine skin. It's so wonderful how every little mark presents itself in the dim, dirty lighting. I should be careful, or I might start feeling remorse for taking in this lab subject.